I've been so lost this morning, finding myself in all kind of yummy places, doing different things from different states. How about you? My name is Mr. 2020. Today I'm coming to you from the Lost and the Found departments here in Melbourne, Australia. It is the 17th of May, 7:42 a.m. God, I just completed officially the 17th bit of the book. We actually have 19 bits done, and it looks like it's going to be a phenomenal series of books. And I'm so excited for you and for me, because we get to get lost and we get to get found. And it's when you're willing to get lost, and you do, that you find the most delightful bits. Unless you're obsessed with being found all the time and determining what you will find around the next corner. I'm not a fan of determination. I'm not a fan of confidence. I'm a fan of discovery and curiosity. So let's dive in. So I made the book bit, and I had a rough idea what the book bit was going to be about today. But my friend Riri puts up a post, because today's the day we do your manifesting questions answered live, and you can get the replays at feelitrealfun.com. But I digress. And she asked about confidence, and I got, oh my God, she just supplied the bit that I've been flirting around but not fully finding. And so I allowed myself to get lost in an exploration of confidence, of curiosity, of dance and delight. And that became the 17th or 19th, depending upon how you count, portion of the book. Oh, and I just had the name show up today, too. Oh, it's going to be mind-boggling. But I seem to digress. Ready? So then, gosh darn it, Beth. She's not like the rest. She's my lovely squirrel sister, and I've never called her my squirrel sister before, but that's what she is, and I'll call her that. Because she is not like the rest. And suddenly this little phrase pops up in response to a response from her, to a response from me, to a response to everything. Not only is the universe an infinite response, but so are you. Neville Goddard says your reactions create your reality. Your reactions actually reveal the state that you are living from. We explored the four mighty ones last year in Remarkable. The producer, the author, the director, the actor. And so many people make the classic mistake that acting is pretending. No, acting is reacting. Acting is reacting. There was that guy, and he was portraying the other guy. What was his name? Good Lord, I just lose these bits from time to time. Jim Carrey was playing the man on the moon. And I believe it was, what's his name? He's lovely. Anyway, the one comedian, he gets a chance to meet him. And he goes to meet him. And he's thrilled because Jim Carrey is one of his superheroes, one of his idols. And they tell him when he gets on the set, don't address him as Jim. He's fully in character, right? He is only responding as Andy Kaufman. And so he got to meet Andy Kaufman, because that's where Jim Carrey was living at the time. Not pretending to be Andy, he moved into Andy. Jack Nicholson's another great one for this. Anyway, I'm just appearing to digress. But I got lost after getting lost in Riri's thing and getting lost in doing the book and getting lost in She's Not Like the Rest, and made an awesome little infographic, actually a couple different versions of it, tidying it up, just making something yummy to unleash on the world. Getting lost in a state, getting lost in the expression, the expansion of a state, allows me to find new levels of me. Can you hear the energy? Something unleashed. On the other hand, conniving and controlling, they cost you energy. They instantly stop instantaneous and spontaneous, don't they? And you're craving instantaneous and spontaneous. In other words, is instantaneous and spontaneous. JoinRemarkable.com. Yeah, you probably saw it coming. So did I. JoinRemarkable.com. Go give it a peek and notice what instantaneous and spontaneous doesn't show up. While you read the, it's not my best ad copy. It doesn't really go into the fun. It tells you about the monthly call. It tells you about the Facebook group, all that stuff. But there's a different place that we're coming from there compared to every... Anyway, you can do a lot of public groups. You can do... If you want to join in an adventure, join remarkable.com. That's all I'm going to say. Wouldn't it be cool to have a day, to have a life that was simply remarkable? In other words, wow, cool. Something with a lot more spontaneous noises. We call them res gestes. Wow. Cool. They're even faster than that. So many people, they're so bogged down by words. And they're so damn wordy. And this coming from a guy that produces, you know, a massive amount of words every day. If you actually are entertained by what I do, if it blesses you, it ain't the words. It's where the words are coming from. The words just help you navigate a little bit. Don't step on that. Look over there. But as I'm mentioning, hey, don't step on that. Look over there. If we're actually doing a woods walk together, if we're taking a walk in the bush, if we're exploring, I used to do these things, wild, edible, and medicinal weed walks. If we're actually taking a walk together, don't step on that. Take a peek at this. Don't eat that. That's all valuable, but the adventure is the adventure. JoinRemarkable.com. Because every day you're going to find yourself getting lost and you're going to find yourself getting found. You're going to find yourself finding things. And I'm going to invite you to get lost in more lovely ways. It's more spontaneous and instantaneous. I love words like that, spontaneous and instantaneous. All this coming from the shy kid. All right, let's imagine up something lovely and yummy as we go into the silence. So way back in the old days, they bought me a heavy bag. I think Chester and Steve were behind that. I grew up at the local Scottsdale YMCA. I started studying Kenpo Karate at 12 or 13, something like that. And eventually started living in the weight room. Stretching, working out. They had big mirrors, so it worked for me. They also had bodies, which worked for me, so I could kick and punch up bodies. Between sets and reps, people like Steve and Chester, they'd just stand there and let me kick and punch at him and just explore some stuff. It was a good, fun thing. It was a community. And one day I showed up and they greeted me on the steps. You know, the weight room was down in the basement, right? They greeted me on the steps and they said, Stretch, we got something for you. I said, come in here, Rubber Man. That's what they called me, Stretch and Rubber Man. It made me close my eyes. They walked me into the weight room. And it was really weird because I could tell nobody was lifting weights. There was no noise. And they moved me around and they placed my hands on something. And they said, open your eyes. It was a heavy bag. These guys took up. They all contributed money to give me a heavy bag. And boy was I touched and boy did I pound on that bag. And it wasn't because they were tired of me punching or kicking at them. It's that they just loved my enthusiasm. It gave the community and invited them. So years later, I joined the gym 9 days ago. I've been swimming and exercising in the pool for years. And I joined the gym. And I am feeling fantastic. In the past 2 days, I've been doing a little workout on the heavy bag. And remembering my friends. And here's why I mention that to you. Instantaneous and spontaneous. Out of the blue, somebody had an idea. Let's buy Stretch a heavy bag. Right, the YMCA wouldn't. They were cheap. My guys, they were family. And so when I said, let us go into the silence, my mom popped up, my dad popped up, the YMCA popped up, it's no longer there. I did salvage a brick from it that's probably still in my ex-wife's front garden. I just wanted a piece of it because it was my home. And Steve showed up and Chester showed up. And I settled there without knowing I was going to settle there. And I just imagined these guys and their smiles, because they took a young kid. I mean, they were probably 5-10 years older than me. Not that much older than me, but old enough. Well, actually, they would have been in their 20s. I was in my teens. And they gave me such a tremendous gift. The gift of belonging. Have a lovely day. Chet, Steve, love you guys wherever you are. Thanks for showing up in Melbourne on the 17th of May, 2024. See ya.